This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Sonia Swaminathan is facing the death penalty in India if their National Bar Association has its way. It was 7-8 months ago that the lawyers of India got together and they sued the government that were blocking ivermectin. And if you look at the graph, as soon as the public, they handed out to everybody in the country, over a million people, a packet of ivermectin, their death rate went down over 90%. There it is, Forbes. India state will offer ivermectin to entire adult population, even as WHO warns against its use in COVID-19 treatment. Print me that. That's big. So, they're saying she committed crimes against humanity. She knows about the hundreds of studies. Because that's what it is when the U.S. government does that. That's what it is when our Surgeon General says, keep it, people. But when Australia does it, they're killing you. They know the truth. They're trying to make sure you die. There she is. WHO scientists may face death penalty for advising against ivermectin. Deleting the tweet won't save her. And she went and got it banned, but they overrode her. The 51-page legal statement prepared by the Indian Bar Association attacked WHO chief scientists with 71 counts describing the evaluation she made, discouraging ivermectin to treat COVID-19 as extremely unreasonable and having other purposes. Yeah, absolutely. Need her emails? Who gave her the order? You know it's Fauci and Gates. The association, Gates is kicked out of there, by the way. His dad was kicked out testing all sorts of stuff on kids. You're some real sickos. The association called, they get power off of it, folks. They want to hurt the life force. The association called to invoke Article 302, 304, Paragraph 2 and 88 of the Indian Penal Code regarding murder and other claims punishable by these, how do you say her name again? Swana? How is it? Yep. And it says that if she's convicted, she may face the death penalty or life imprisonment. And it goes on there. Ivermectin was first developed as a veterinary drug in the 1970s. However, since 1988, it has been prescribed for humans to combat various parasitic infections. It was later added to the WHO's list of essential medications. In 2015, ivermectin was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And all I know is I've had a lot of my crew that's been sick. My dad, it was like 82, 83% oxygen. They'd intubated him for sure. Got him on ivermectin. Got him on inhalable steroids. That Dr. Bartlett got us through, local doctor that came and saw my dad at the house. And those folks were, by the way, Indian. Great people. Big listeners. And so we beat it. But, I mean, he'd been dead. So, absolutely, these people are trying to murder us. And now the Australian government is banning their public from having it produced or given. What a pack of murderers. If your dad or mom or your son or daughter's dying, they want to intubate them. What are they going to do to you? I'm not saying do this and you ram your truck through the pharmacy at night and steal that ivermectin. I mean, these people are really pushing us into a corner, and they think we're just going to blow up on our governments, and then that'll destroy the government, and then they'll come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's in the IMF plan. No! We need to have the globalists exposed, and we need to have good people come up, like Rand Paul and the folks in India, and say, arrest Fauci, arrest Gates, arrest all these people. Arrest the head Surgeon General lying to everybody. These are doctors lying for Big Pharma to take control of you and kill you! And bring in a world government, and people see it. You have the main doctor association, the union of medical doctors in Tokyo, the biggest city arguably in the world, saying they get over 10,000 people with a 99% success rate. They are suppressing. They are attacking us. And they don't want you to have vitamins. They don't want you to have minerals. They don't want you to have vitamin D3. They don't want you to have any of it. They don't want you to have free speech. Like Ernest Ramirez Jr., who they killed, so his daddy can't speak up. But they are speaking up, and they are fighting back, and we're not backing down. And you're fighting hard. You're going to take the archive of this show on your email and your text message, your word of mouth, and you're going to share it. You're going to take the best interviews and the best articles you think are most important. Because you're in charge of the fight in your area, and you're going to spread that information and shove it down the throat of these globalists politically. They want a war? They started one. They want to fight? I don't know how this is going to end because God's watching. All I know is I'm going to do what God tells me to do. I'm going to stand up to these monsters, and they will be brought to justice. They bit off a lot more than they can chew. War Room comes up in 55 minutes. Joel Salente's next. Tune in. Spread the word. Fight back.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Refusion is super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients to help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Salente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And here we are, a whole new world. 2020, everything changed. Who'd have believed this? So, I just had a great experience of my life. I was on with, down in D.C., and I was one of the guest speakers at Ron Paul's War on Us event on September 4th, a week ago Saturday. And it sold out. Over 500 people were there. They had to move it from a hotel they had in D.C. to one at Dulles Airport because the government took it over so they could bring in refugees out of Afghanistan. And boy, Daniel McAdams, who works with on the Liberty Report with Ron Paul, did some job in pulling this thing together. Great speakers, Judge Andrew Napolitano was one of them. I was one of them. RFK Jr. and others, and standing ovations for everyone. It was really very touching. And when RFK Jr. walked off the stage, his last words were, "I will fight to my death with my boots on." I'm talking about freedom, peace, and justice. It was very heartwarming. And I had them crying and laughing because my heart is broken, so they know my tears are real when I talk about what's going on. And, of course, a couple of days later on Thursday, Joe Biden, our tyrant, who is running the show, the freak show, the presidential reality show, pushed in these mandates. And government workers have to get banned and get vaccinated. This is unprecedented, and contractors. But you know who doesn't have to get vaccinated? That's right, members of Congress. Oh no, they're above us. We're just plantation workers on Slavelandia. So we got to get vaccinated. And people that work for the the courts, the federal courts, they don't have to get vaccinated. No, it's fine. You're just a piece of crap. You're just a low-life American nothing. It's a complete takeover, and it's global, what's going on. And I realized on the way back, my buddy and I, we stopped at Cape May in New Jersey, took the ferry, Delaware, with little Joe Biden. The guy's been sucking off the public tit his whole life. This little arrogant boy, this imbecilic arrogant boy with his arrogant, freaked out son. Yeah, we left from Delaware. No, White House clarifies, yeah, U.S. polio, they'd be subject to vaccines, yeah. But not, of course, the clowns. So we left Delaware, took the ferry over to Cape May. You go into Cape May, driving in, and on the right-hand side as you go in, there's a sign. You take this boat to go whale watching. You didn't have to take the boat to go whale watching. All you had to do was walk around the beach, walk around the boardwalk, walk around town, and you could see whales everywhere. Guys like this, women, young girls like this, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. To see how low the Americans have gone. There's no fight. How can you be happy? How can you be happy with yourself being 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight? The whales were everywhere. There's no fight in this country. The people have lost their self-respect. I have a picture in my Zizi book over here, which Zizi gave Honey Boy, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. And here's a picture of my parents' wedding. May they rest in peace. 1934. Look at the dignity of these people. Look what they look like. They were laborers. Were construction. Worked in fish store. Manufacturing plant. You look at the dignity of these people. Bezos, Buffett, Gates, Musk couldn't even come close. That's when there was a pride in America. And then, you know, I was in the business. I used to work for a major trade association. I was the number two guy when I left at 32 years old. And I was traveling all over the country. And I can tell you when it changed. I remember TGIF. TGIF was only in New York City. Around, it was about 30-something street on the east side. And 40-something, maybe, right? Anyway. And then it went national. And the big thing was how big the portions were. That's right. Eat a lot of crappy food for cheap. I remember when they wouldn't allow McDonald's into New York City in the 70s. That's right. And now, I forgot to bring something with me when I went, and I had to go to Walmart's to get a cord for my computer. First time I've been in Walmart's in 20 years. I stay away from it. Back in the day, you went into places, department stores, and they were beautiful. They were decorated. There we go. That's America. They didn't have those things to ride in when you go into stores. Again, it's everywhere. Oh, and only 78% of the people dying of COVID, according to the CDC, 78% are obese, type 2 diabetics, according to the number. And that was even reported in CNBC. So it's not a conspiracy theory. So you go into Walmart's, and it's ugly as hell. You look at the people around it. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's like going into a warehouse, a factory, to buy stuff. The spirit is gone in this country. My talk at Ron Paul's and Daniel McAdams' event. And there's no man alive, by the way, that I respect more than Dr. Ron Paul, just to make it clear. Was we must unite. United we stand, divided we fall. We have to unite under one umbrella to defeat this. Those people that you just showed, they're not in the fight. They're in a fight for their lives. We must unite. And we have to do it under one umbrella. I formed Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice, that may be one way. We're going to be working on it more. The rallies, the protests, they mean nothing. Nothing. It has to go on day after day, night after night, week after week, like the Berlin Wall came down. Because if we don't stop this, this is going to be hell on earth. More mandates, more push vaccines, more taking control of your life. That's not what this country is about. If we don't change it now, it's going to be too late tomorrow. My heart's broken when I see what's going on. But I'm fighting for peace, freedom, and justice, and so is InfoWars. So support what you can. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Hey, this is the cover of the toilet paper record, the New York Times, yesterday. False diagnoses conceal drugging of frail seniors. One in five nursing homes get antipsychotics, far more than publicly reported. I'm mentioning this because they're drugging out the people. You turn on the TV, which I rarely do, but when I was away in a hotel listening to it, and it's one drug ad after another. One after another. And then they tell you the side effects, and you're saying, why would anybody take this stuff? The reason is that people believe what they see on TV. It's very, very sad. And I'm not making this up. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV. Richard Nixon, a low-life, murderous piece of crap that knew the story. So when you watch these drug ads, it's simple. It's propaganda that they've been using for centuries on how to control people. Not only with TV, it's been going on forever. But now, it's easier because people tune in. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV. So how stupid can you be to listen to a little daddy's girl, Anderson Cooper, on CNN, the Cartoon News Network, whose mommy was Gloria Vanderbilt, and you're just another little arrogant boy who wouldn't be there if mommy didn't get you there with all your money. So save your crap, little boy. Oh, now we got a little Andy Cuomo's brother, Chrissy, another daddy's boy on CNN. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV being spewed out by low-life prostitutes who get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their Washington lawmaster. Pfizer paid the largest criminal fine in U.S. history, lawsuit details. This is from Market Realist, August 26th. Getting full approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine is a big deal for Pfizer. The FDA stamped on approval is a critical step in getting a drug to market. If pharmaceutical companies start promoting a drug for something that the FDA hasn't okayed, then it's a big trouble. In 2009, Pfizer agreed to pay $2.3 billion in a criminal and civil liability lawsuit stemming from the illegality of promoting a certain drug. At that time, it was the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history. In 2012, healthcare giant GlaxoSmithKline agreed to pay $3 billion in criminal and civil charges for unlawful promotion of drugs like Paxil and Welbergen. All right? I could go on and on and on. Morons and imbeciles call them big pharma. They're drug lords. They're drug dealers. You got it? Look at that little slime ball. A little nothing of a clown boy with another attitude. Scott Gottlieb. Scott got crap. Scott, you little low-life piece of garbage. It was the head of the FDA under Trump, and is now on the board as directors of Pfizer. Oh, that Pfizer? The Pfizer that paid the largest criminal fine in history? Lawsuits detail? Yeah, that one. And again, this is going on around the world. Yeah, look at that little boy. Look at that little boy. That ballless little boy. You're a lowlife. Going from the FDA to Pfizer. You should be in jail. You're a criminal. Like the rest of them. Supposedly representing the people. And then you go over there. You represent your pocketbook. And your little cojones that represent nothing. Snap lockdown. After COVID case down 238, that's in 19 months, right? This is residents of North Wales, South Wales, local government area will be sent back into snap lockdown within hours after discovery of a COVID case today. All right? New South Wales, 238 deaths in 19 months out of 8.1 million people. 238 deaths out of 8.1 million people. They're pushing for more vaccines, and it's working. The vaccine rate, it was just a couple of months ago, was under 20%. You ready? There were also seven more fatalities. Here are the seven more fatalities. Count them up. Three men in their 80s. What kind of shape were they? And what's the average age that you die? So they're going out, right? They're 80 years old, they're not 18. Two in their 90s. Ah, they would have lived 100. And two women. One in their 60s. Oh. And one in their 90s. You got it? And they're vaccinating young people with a recovery rate of only 99.997% for people 1 to 20. There you got it. 78.54 years, and people are dying. That's the United States. Anyway, the 90s, this is what they're doing. By Monday, 78.5% of New South Wales residents aged 16 and older had one vaccine. They're pushing it and pushing it, and it's working. New Zealand extended a strict lockdown in its largest city Monday, requiring 1.7 million people living in Auckland to remain indoors. You know how many deaths they had in New Zealand? You got 5 million people, 19 months, 27 deaths. 27. Cases? Cases don't count. PCR tests are fake. The numbers are there. Not making this up. The city is virtually cut off from the rest of the country. Keeping people inside. Oh, what is the facts? What's the data? The hard data? Chances of getting it outside are less than 1%. And you're keeping people inside? If we don't fight for freedom, we're lost. And do what you can to support InfoWars. They got great products and great sales going on. And when I get back, we're going to talk more about it.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment
that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission of the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show, and as Alex just said with that ad, InfoWarsStores.com. And we're in the fight of our lives, and we can't do this alone. You need to support us. And they have great products, so you're not getting, you know, for nothing, even though you're getting all this information that they're putting out. We give it from our hearts and souls. So they have great, great sales going on, and one of them, of course, is the Ultra 12, which is 50% off at InfoWars Store. And in a constant search to improve their formulas and give you the best for less, InfoWars have found an all-new way to provide you with B12 that you need. And you need this stuff because Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life, it took a
Familiar Secret 12 formula and singled out one powerful ingredient. And it's the most effective and expensive form of B12 available. And Ultratol provides you with twice the B12. And because B12 is a necessary nutrient that isn't found in any vegetables, it can be difficult to attain. So instead of getting painful B12 injections or taking weaker formulas, you can now support your energy production with this far, far, far superior form of B12. And with just a single ingredient, this Ultra 12 can help you. So support your healthy nerve and brain cells. Help make DNA. Help the body produce energy. Help produce healthy blood cells. And it's essential for proper nervous system function. So, with as many as 30% of adults over 50 having trouble absorbing B12 from their normal diet, it's really important that you're able to avoid B12 deficiency and support your energy production for less. So, with Ultra 12 from InfoWars, you can take advantage of this incredible formula and start boosting your energy production. So don't miss out now and grab a bottle of the concentrated B12 formula today at InfoWarsStores.com. You got it. Google it down, drip it down, and take it in. It's great for you. All right. So, what else is going on? COVID vaccination progress. Only 1 in 5 Americans say they won't get a jab. This is from your Trends Journal. September 29th, 2020. Almost a year ago. All right? This is why you subscribe. It's history before it happens. Americans get cold feet over COVID-19 vaccine. No, wait a minute. It says COVID vaccination progress now, only 1 in 5 say they won't get a jab. Huh, okay, what happened back then? Americans seem to have, this is from the magazine, the Trends Journal. Americans seem to have reservations about being first in line for any approved vaccination of COVID-19, according to recent Axios Ipsos poll. The poll showed only 13% of Americans would be willing to take the vaccine upon rollout. You ready for this? Joe Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, have raised suspicions about the reliability of any vaccine rolled out before the election. President Trump and his campaign see an effective vaccine as a major boost to his reelection. In May, President Trump announced Operation Warp Speed, and he compared it's to the U.S. race for the atomic bomb. The Associated Press reported, once there was a viable vaccine, Trump said he would employ every plane, truck, and soldier to distribute it. News website Stat reported that many Democrats have indicated a swift vaccine approval would be politically motivated by the White House. Oh, the Democrats said that. Harris said she would not trust a vaccine under Trump. Biden agreed with his running mate. I trust vaccines. Biden said, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. Politico reported that Trump called out Biden for recklessly endangering lives. The Axios Ipsos poll showed there's been a rise in suspicions about the vaccine. Most of those polled, about 30%, said they would. All right? And look how quick it changed. Look how quick the people swallow the, and the Democrats are the ones that are the most pro-vaccine. So, don't call these Democrats, by the way, liberals. A liberal is willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to new ideas. I said to you that the protests. There's one going on now in New York City. I couldn't make it today because I'm on deadline with the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. The only magazine, as you could see, where you read history before it happens. Matter of fact, I didn't read you this. Remember, this is September 20th, a year ago. Here's my trend forecast, right down the bottom. As we have noted, from nation's capitals across the globe to Wall Street, the word is that until a COVID vaccine is made available to the public, there will be no stronger economic rebound. Therefore, we forecast the faster the vaccine hits Main Street, resistance to get vaccinated will decrease as the major media and politicians promote getting vaccinated as the only way to win the COVID war, with virtually no mention of building one's immune system and getting healthy. Governments will impose educational and other restrictions on all those who refuse to get vaccinated. It's right there. We said this would happen when no one else said it. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. And as I said at Ron Paul's conference, my topic was we must unite. United we stand, divided we fall. Again, I was mentioning there's a rally in New York City right now. It'll start at 4 o'clock. Del Bigtree will be there, a number of people. I did one 3 weeks ago at Columbus Circle. Only about 2,000, 3,000 people showed up. Today it'll probably be a lot more. Because now it's going official in New York City. No vax passport. You can't get in most places. The rallies are worthless. They don't make any sense to me. And I'll tell you why. I support them. I do everything I can for them. I believe in them. I'll never forget this. Back in 1982, there was a huge rally, protest, in Central Park in New York. An anti-nuclear rally. They estimate up to 1 million people turned out. 1 million people turned out. Did it do anything? Nope. This is a quote by Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger back then. He said the fact that a very large number of people turned out for a particular event is certainly something that people notice. But I don't think anybody rushes back and says we have to change our policy or something because there has been a rally. Got it? They did nothing. Didn't stop anything. The rallies don't work. You have to do what they did when the Berlin Wall fell. You came and you didn't leave. More came, they didn't leave. More came and they didn't leave. More came and they didn't leave. That's the way I see it. We'll be back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. You better put your money where your heart is. And again, you know, the Trends Journal, if you want to read history before it happens, there's no magazine like it. You show me one like it, and I'd love to see it. And again, the more you support us, the more we can do. So get it in your head. This isn't a free ride. And we need money to make it happen. That's the society we live in. And the bigs are getting bigger and taking control of more and more. Merger and acquisition activity. You ready? It's at an all-time high. Every day you pick up the paper, one after another. One company buying out another for $3 billion, $5 billion, $2 billion. All we become are plantation workers in Slavelandia. Walmart, there was no such thing when I was a young guy. There were no such ugly places to go buy stuff. You're taking over everything. So you got to support InfoWars, support the Trends Journal. We're fighting for freedom. I told you how stupid it is, though, they're doing in New Zealand. Yeah, there they are. The Berlin Wall. People didn't leave. More came. They didn't leave. I'm going home. It's 6 o'clock. Now, you don't go rally and then go home. You stay. Until about 6 o'clock, the streets are dead at 10. I tell you, I was down in Cape May. I figured out nightlife down there, you know. Labor Day weekend. 9:30, 10 o'clock. I used to say it when I was a kid. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Now it's 10 p.m. Everything's dead. You know where your kids are. You know where you are. There's nobody on the streets. When I was a kid, it was a big deal. Where are you? Where were you? I was all my friends. That's the way it used to be. They used to run these ads because the kids are out going nuts. And now you're freaked out staying home. Marchers must be vaccinated for Macy's Day Parade. Yeah, there you go. Look. Look at the soldiers. Look at these young guys. Look how young they are. You don't see them fighting. Took off their helmets and joined the crowd. They don't want to fight. When I was at the rally in the city, at Columbus Circle, the cops were there. They didn't bother us. The Kingston police, when I think my rallies over, they don't bother me. They're men and women. But then you got the little tough little COVID cops over there in Australia and France and other places in Germany beating the hell out of people. Anyway, marchers must get vaccinated. Marchers for Macy's Day Parade. I mentioned how they're locking down New Zealand, keeping people in the house. You don't get the virus outside. The facts are there. I'm not making them up. It's less than 1%. We wrote about it in the Trends Journal with scientific data, and not at all criticized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. We just had 5 days down. Today, the market's up. They're going to rig the market. The plunge protection team's going to come in. This thing's going down. As I said, 10 o'clock, the streets are empty. Airlines lower expectations for profits as business slows. All right? Business travel is way down. Trade shows, conventions, boop. How about all the businesses? How about the tax revenue that comes in that's supported by trade shows and conventions? Gone. Gone. The hotel, hospitality sector, souvenirs, all the stuff, theaters, people going, entertainment. Finished. Yep. As recently as late July, airlines look to be on track for a rapid rebound from the crisis that brought air travel to a standstill when the COVID-19 hit in 2020. Now, finito. Here's another one for you. Wall Street Journal, last week, this Wednesday, office occupancy fell in August. Go back to 2020. Remember they were going to flatten the curve? Remember that BS they were spewing out of their crappy mouths? That little arrogant daddy's boy Cuomo, that Gatzone Gavin Newsom, the little gruesome piece of crap. And how about the wine over there in Ohio? And Witless Whitmere? Yeah, the curve. Flatten the curve. Flatten your brain. Oh, it'll come back. Everybody swallowed the crap. It'll come back. And it was saying that by Labor Day of 2020, people would be back at work. It didn't happen. Look at these freaks. How gutless can people be to look up to this class of clowns? You look at that one they were playing before, that Gladys been jerking around over there in New South Wales. You look at them. How can anybody follow them? That little boy over there in Australia, little Danny Andrews. How could people take orders from these pieces of crap? Again, you don't have to take the trip on the boat to see the whales. They're on land and sea. Look at it. How can anybody listen to this thing? Oh, she got caught screwing around with a married guy, too. Look at this little boy. Look at this little clown of nothing. You little, can you imagine anybody taking orders from them? And they are. They lost the fight. The office occupancy rate. You ready? In New York City, it's 22%. In San Francisco, where all the geeky freaks started this thing, they were the first ones to call staying home because they made all this dough, the high tech. 20%. 20%. So now you're looking at, it's around 33% now. Offices in 10 major U.S. cities were just 33% in the week ending August 25th. So let's say they go up to 40%. We'll be optimistic. It'll come back. All the businesses that depend on commuters, all of them, all the restaurants, all the shops, all the theaters that depend on tourism, business travel, gone. This economy is going to go down hard and it's going to go down heavy. They're doing everything they can to rig the markets. It's a fact. I didn't make up the plunge protection team. I didn't make up that J.P. Morgan Chase rigged the precious metals markets. These are facts. You better prepare for the future. This is a time for preparedness. When the winter hits, this thing's going to go down hard. You know, I drove down the Jersey Turnpike. Went to stay at the Hilton. Yeah, I read papers every day, outline all the salient points. Tons of stuff I read, right? No newspapers. Couldn't find them. People don't know what's going on. Now, sorry, you don't get the same online as you get when you're reading hard copy. It's in front of you and you're doing it. And it takes time to print it out and read it if you're doing something else. And you're not getting the big picture. You're only getting what you want. People have no clue what's going on. They're lost. And again, that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're political atheists. We look at the world for what it is, not the way we want it to be. And we make connections between different fields. So it's not one-sided. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And most importantly, do what you can to rise to the highest level that you can. It's up to you. United we stand, divided we fall. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And helping you get in the best shape, you got some great products over there at InfoWars. The future's in your hands. Don't drop it. We're all in this together. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.